This is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works. Recently, I got together with Alicia Burnesh, Colm Fitzmaurice, and Dennis Kelly, three of the leading players from our upcoming production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Yeoman of the Guard. Alicia, Dennis, and Colm are currently in rehearsal for Yeoman. I was able to pull them away for a few moments to discuss their roles in the production. Here are a few highlights of that conversation. Alicia Burnesh, you've sung a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan roles, but you have never done Yeoman before. As a matter of fact, you didn't even know it very well. Is that right?
Not at all. I had seen just one performance. Well, it was a production that they did in the BBC, and it was actually a production they did without Yeoman. And I found it a rather lifeless production. So I didn't really get an idea of what the show was about from that. So I was coming into it kind of actually misled about the show.
Well, now you've been working on it. You're well into the rehearsals. What do you have to report?
It is now become one of my top four GNS shows. I feel even bad saying top four. I think it's in top three. It is their most serious by far, but it's also their richest musically, I think. It's hard. It's between Pirates, I think, and Yeoman as far as richest musically. But it's an extremely affecting show, and yet it's still hilarious. Almost more so because you have the affecting moments.
Yeah, so that makes it more challenging for you as an actor. It's not all facetiousness. It's not all comedy. You have to play a pretty wide range of emotions in the show. Is that right?
Yes, I think it makes it easier as an actor to play it because you're dealing more reality. I mean, a lot of the other GNS, it's like the Lajeunesse play. You know, you have to kind of make a ridiculous situation real. Yeah. This one, it's a very real situation, and the real emotions work beautifully. And the dialogue makes sense. It's very funny, but it's very rooted in reality.
Do you find any particular vocal challenges in your part?
It's funny because it is rooted more in reality, I think, musically and dramatically. It's easier to sing because there's not a moment where it's just sheer vocal artifice or sheer vocal showmanship. It's always coming out of the dramatic moment. And it has beautiful lines, very lyrical lines for my character. And it just feels like, you know, like medicine for the voice, kind of like Mozart does. You're singing it. You're so in line with your body and your emotions that it feels like you're a better singer after singing it.
Well, you sound so enthusiastic about the show. I can't wait to hear you sing this music. Colm Fitzmaurice plays Colonel Fairfax. Now, Colm, you've played a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan tenors in your time, but this one's a little different.
I think Fairfax, my character in Yeoman, is sort of the flip side of a lot of these other characters I play. In Pirates and in Pinafore, I generally play somebody who's in his early 20s and he's love struck, and the whole drama is about seeing a woman and chasing after her and sort of a desperate search to win her over.
Yeah, I'm ticking off every show, and basically that's always it.
Yeah.
Boy meets girl, and there's some sort of complication, and the end, of course, boy gets girl.
And even in Pinafore, where you have an older character, he's of such a low caste that he thinks in the moment, and he's very, in a way, desperate, I would say. I mean, it's charming, but it's desperate. Whereas I think Fairfax in Yeoman is quite the opposite.
He's not one of these love-struck naïfs, is he?
No, I mean, so, he appreciates love.
Colm, Alicia, you two have done a lot of shows together. Actually, a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan, isn't that right?
That is correct.
Both at Light Opera Works and at other theaters around the country.
Beyond, yeah, since 2001. That was our first show together.
The Mikado, was it?
The Mikado in Virginia.
Yeah. Wow, that was a long time ago. And we're doing Pinafore coming up.
We have two Pinafores coming up this fall.
Spring.
Yeah.
So as old GNS hands, this must be pretty easy, putting this show together.
It is, but because this show is different, it presents new challenges, and I think we're having fun working out different ways of interacting with each other in this show.
Yeah.
So, we don't follow the normal pattern.
Because we usually, well, just like specifically, like our kisses. Yeah, usually when we kiss in shows, it's very cutesy and like that kind of thing, you know, and with the music. But this is the kiss that's in this show is extremely real and extremely long. And the first day, I'm looking at Colm like, I have never kissed this man like this before. I was nervous. I was giggling. I mean, we're just like, and of course, we sing the wrong words right before we're supposed to do it.
Yeah,
so we're laughing,
course.
And Rudy's getting mad. Colm and I have a bad habit of giggling our first rehearsal like endlessly. It's pretty pathetic.
I know. It's funny.
Dennis Kelly, you've been an actor a long time. Have you done a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan?
I've done one Gilbert and Sullivan. The Mikado, I was in the chorus when I was 24, and it seemed easy then.
and now you've graduated to the role of Sergeant Merrill in Yeoman of the Guard. I guess it's gotten a little harder.
It has. Speaking as an actor of age, I found that it was becoming more and more difficult to learn. Just now, last night, we've been in rehearsals for 3 weeks, I slept for 8 hours. And when I woke up, I didn't have lines going through my head running into each other. I'm suddenly seeing daylight. And I think Shakespeare helps me a little bit, even though I haven't done that much Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly I've done musical comedies for my entire adult life. The musicality obviously helps, but age gets in the way in terms of how much time it takes to learn. Something that took me maybe, let's say, 15 minutes to learn 30 years ago, is going to take me several hours to learn now, and that's a realistic thing, so I have to put that time away to learn it, but it's getting done, and I'm now very happy to go to rehearsal tonight, work on the next piece of material that we're going to be working on.
So tell me about the vocal challenges of singing in this operetta. Obviously, it's a little heavier singing than you're used to in the musicals.
It is, and in fact, a lot of times a character part like this will be done by non-singers, and you get that nice character sound by a person who's musical, but you don't get the singing sounds like that.
Yeah.
And I started off sort of trying to be my idea of the baritone I used to be. It wasn't working for me. And then I went the total other direction and started singing like an older man who had never sung before. That wasn't working either. I somehow now found a middle part. Probably my voice has gotten a little stronger. So I'm able now to mix the two, and I hope that's going to be successful.
And having seen many of your performances and everything from Rodgers and Hammerstein to Man of La Mancha, I can't wait to see the authority and nuance that you bring to those roles, to this Gilbert and Sullivan role. I'm very excited about seeing your performance in this show.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great deal of fun.
That was Alicia Burnett, Colum Fitzmaurice, and Dennis Kelly discussing their roles in our upcoming production of The Yeoman of the Guard, which runs at Khan Auditorium from June 4th to June 13th. We hope to see you there. Thanks for listening.